Thank you. My name is Rick Schwark. I'm president and CEO of Absolute Energy on the Iowa-Minnesota border. Our plant straddles the border. We own property in both states. Our address is 1372 State Line Road, and we're owned by 470 local residents, the vast majority of whom are farmers. 95% of our owners live within 50 miles of the plant. Oh, a little louder? All right. 95% of our owners live within 50 miles of the plant. It's a busy time for me back home, and I'm lucky my wife let me be here because for more than two decades, we've operated a choose-and-cut tree Christmas tree farm. So I'm just glad to be here. I'm also president of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. I'm also a board member of Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm here to speak in support of the RFS just as if it was written and just as it was intended. My time is short, but it's important you understand that we will likely have a record farm income in the United States this year. But ag is not just doing well in the United States. Ag is doing well across the planet. You know, we've heard a lot about food versus fuel, but a rising tide lifts all boats. And I want to give you, and I'm not going to talk about a paid-for study, I'm going to talk about what has happened since 2004 when ethanol's burst on the scene. In Costa Rica, their GDP in 2004 was $18.6 billion. Last year, $45. Colombia, $117 billion. Last year, $369. Papua New Guinea, $3.9 billion. Last year, $15.6. Kenya, $16.1. Last year, 37. And in Ethiopia, the poster child for starvation, in 2004, that country's GDP was $10 billion. Last year, it was $43 billion. 80% of the population of Ethiopia is rural, agricultural-based. Over 50% of their GDP comes from ag. So, and I talk about Ethiopia because in 1984, a million people died of starvation. It's hard to talk about because this has been so perverted. It was caused due to low ag prices. So just please read the UN report on that causality. Now, you don't have, everybody's got smartphones. You can look this up. Just Google any ag country and take a look at the growth curve in their economies. It's been staggering. Now, I want to talk about E85. We are selling E85 directly as a manufacturer to the retailer. RINs is a big component of that, and we wanted to make sure that the RINs value was, the retailer was able to get that RINs value and pay for his infrastructure costs and then pass that consumer cost savings on to the consumer. Since we began this program, most of the retailers that we're selling to, their average increase in E85 sales has gone up 400%. So when the consumer has a chance, he responds, and the consumer votes with their dollars. Typically in our area, for most of the summer, the retailers we were selling to were anywhere from $1.34 to $1 a gallon under the E10 alternative at that same station. Oh, thank you. In closing, E15 has a lower RVP than E10. No reason not to give it a waiver. Merry Christmas.